When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome back, Uncle Si, to the Duck Call Room.
Well, I appreciate that.
I love having you here.
Hey, look, I like being here.
It's your show.
We cover some good topics.
We have a lot of topics to get to today.
Yeah.
We have a Jay Stone in the house, and then we also have a special guest. Martin has a stomach bug. I don't know what's happening there, but it sounds like he's on the toilet.
Kids. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. But we have my cousin,
the
son of Mac Owen,
yep.
Heath Arthur, is in the house today.
There you go.
I mean, not just your cousin, your double first cousin.
Let's not go down that road. That's going to confuse people.
That's a good point.
We cover that story when Mac was here?
We did not.
Well, we definitely have to cover that story.
So Heath was the best man in my wedding,
yep.
And we're related. We're as close to brothers as you can be without being brothers.
Yeah.
Because we share grandparents, but we don't share parents.
That's true.
All the people in Alabama are like, okay, yeah, cool.
Makes sense.
For the rest of the world, and especially our UK listeners. So my mom and Heath's mom are sisters, and my dad and Heath's dad are brothers. So do you ever hear how that worked?
No, I don't know how, because my dad met my mom first.
Yes.
And then, yeah, how did your mom and dad, what
I
happened
have no
there?
Idea. I guess Big Dave saw her at something and swooped in.
Saw her at the wedding. Was like, hey, she's cute.
Probably saw her at the wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know. Uh-huh. I have no idea how it happened.
How do we not know that story?
I do. I just realized I have no idea.
Maybe he thought his mom was good looking and then saw, oh, she's got a sister. It looks just like her.
There you go.
That's probably what happened.
Maybe.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. It could have happened.
So that's how we're double first cousins.
So that is how me and Heath look a lot alike and talk alike. And
we do.
Dude.
I'm taller though.
Yeah.
Well, I know
and
Mary.
And stronger.
Yeah.
And older.
I know Mary, yes. But I probably met her, but.
You know my mom, Big Jan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, look. I meet too many people.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's good.
He meets a lot of
people. Hey, they're really good ladies. I'll put it that way.
They are. They're great. They are. Great ladies.
Okay.
Saints.
Great ladies.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So Heath is what do you do, Heath? You're part of this whole Duck Commander family.
Yes.
Via
yes.
Mac, and or you were best friends with Willie for a minute there.
Yep. Yeah. Willie was in my wedding. Corey is our other mutual cousin.
We share all of the same cousins.
We do share all of the
we
same
share
cousins.
Grandparents, man. We share cousins.
Yep. On both sides. Yeah. That's true. It's true.
There's some confused people out there.
There right are. Now. There are. No, and I got into the Duck Commander family through Corey and Willie, and then I used to fix the computers down at Duck Commander. It was great. I would always show up at about 12 o'clock, and Miss K would make lunch. Then everybody would fall asleep, and then I'd go work on the computers, and she'd send me home with the sweet potato pie. So that's how I got my start.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good start.
That it was a great start.
Go leave Miss K with a sweet potato pie.
Hey,
that's,
yeah.
That's better than money.
No, it's good. And she, so I hosted the Duck Commander cruises. And Miss K told me, she said, you know what? I've always thought of you as my fifth son. And if I'm being honest, you're probably my favorite.
That's all right, Miss K. True.
She said that.
She said it.
I know for a fact that's not true.
I don't know that it was true.
Because
but
that's
she
what
said
she
it.
Tells me.
Uh oh.
Well, I just know for a fact
now
because neither
questions.
Of you are Jeb. Yeah. Y'all might be the second
now,
favorite.
I know Jeb's the favorite. But she told me that.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And I just took
that.
It.
That's she tells you that too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's been telling me that for years.
Miss K just tossing out the. Mm. Oh,
it's
goodness.
It's all coming to light.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry she lied to you, Stone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, but you did host the. So if you recognize Heath from anything, if you went on the Duck Commander cruise, which was your favorite thing ever, right?
Yeah.
No.
What? We did two
the
of them.
Stupid cruise like to kill me.
Si loved them. He loved
no,
them.
No, I didn't. We went from one end of the ship to the opposite end of the ship. 17 times a day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and look, I got bad lungs, boys. He like, y'all like to kill me on that thing.
Hey, we had Si on water slides in his cowboy boots.
Yeah. And so much.
It was awesome.
Not once. Try about 35 times. One more time.
Why were you?
You don't have to hold it. That thing's about 150 foot up there. I got to go up the stupid ladder.
They were making you
hey, do water I had slides? To slide down it. Slide down it this way. Fall out this way. Do this.
Was this was there like a special play in the pool with Cypher?
I guess. I don't know.
Those people paid a lot of money for that.
They did.
Well, they did.
Did you get ripped off?
No, I got a lot of money out of it too.
I was going to say, I bet you got compensated for it.
Yeah, I got compensated for my trouble. Yeah. Okay.
So Heath, how Caleb?
Yes.
You direct their cruises. What is a cruise director?
So
are
I'm
you
like,
a cruise director?
So I'm the host of the Caleb cruise, and so I operate as a cruise director for the week. So
all he is the man that says, "You take care of that. You take care of that.
Yep.
You take care of that." In the meantime, okay. Yep. When you have a problem, contact.
See, now Cy's a cruise director.
That's it.
That's it.
You're a problem solver.
You know how many cruises I've been on, Cy?
How many?
Zero.
You didn't miss nothing.
Zero.
You didn't miss nothing.
I ain't. It was I will
fun
not
in a way.
Get on a cruise ship.
No. Nope.
Yeah. I don't.
God would love it. No. God would love the cruises.
Yeah,
God
it was fun in a way.
You get trapped on a big boat with people you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go nowhere.
No, I mean, that's accurate.
You're stuck there.
You stuck.
Well, Phil spent his time in the pool baptizing everybody.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That makes better sense.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say.
I was picturing him in the pool.
Hey, so. No.
Just swimming. No.
No, that's the wrong picture. If he ain't baptized, he ain't there. Okay. But he did baptize a bunch.
There's two things I ain't doing. One of them's a cruise. The other one's watching a softball game.
Oh, here we go again.
Hey, oh, hey, look. Hey. Yeah.
I used to be into cruises, but now, you know, some stuff happened a few years ago that we can't say, or YouTube will be like, hey, they're not experts in the field. I ain't getting anywhere I can't walk back home. Because whenever, you know, it was like April of 2020 and people lived on a cruise ship for the next 3 months, hard pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were sticking them people on there.
Yeah.
Sorry, Heath. Yeah, we're doing a terrible job advertising for your cruise stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here, guys. Thank you.
You didn't want
that's
last
awful.
Last place you wanted to be was on a cruise ship.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but at that time, for sure.
But now it's back.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's back full force.
Full force.
We're having a good time.
Normal.
Yeah. It's
Stone's
awesome.
Stone's
not going.
But Heath will be there.
I'll be there. Nope. We're going to see if Sy'll come back. It's going to be great.
I might do it.
There it is. John David's in.
Okay, hey, I've crossed it off and never bring it up again.
Yeah. That's about like when me and you went ice fishing. Remember that?
Mm. Remember what?
Wait, what's wrong with
women ice fishing?
That sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
Here, so.
In Minnesota.
No, ice fishing is a joke.
No good? No, were you in one of the little houses on a lake? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the thing that got me about that is they buying brand new pickups just off the lot. It's 2 foot of snow on the ice on the lake. And here comes this guy driving a brand new pickup with nothing but street tires on and gets stuck. He didn't worry about it. He just got out and started fishing. Yeah,
he's not worried about the stuck truck.
Yeah,
we're just
so
fishing.
They love it. They love it. Okay,
I don't trust the ice.
Me, no, no. I enjoy fishing on water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where if they're not biting here, you go to the next place and then you find, you know, and they finally bite.
You don't have to drill a hole.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we're sitting there, and the first time I dropped it, you know, they got a camera down there, and he said, "Okay, here comes a big one." You know, and I set the hook on him and get him up.
Yeah.
I said, boys, I said, we use this for bait.
You remember the aqua views? They dropped the aqua view down by your bait.
Uh-huh.
But it made it look like the fish was 10 times bigger than what it was.
And then when you got it
he would come up to the bait, and those Yankees would be like, ooh, 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 ooh. And the side would set the hook and reel it in, it'd be a little minnow.
That's right. I said, boys, they're
all celebrating.
Everything I've caught so far is a shiner.
Yeah.
I said, so them cameras are no good. They're not right. I said, because they're making them, these little shiners, look like they weigh a pound, 2 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, okay. I said, well, cross that off the list, never bring it up again.
Yeah.
We're just going down the things you're never going to do again.
Okay, so we got cruises and ice fishing. What's another?
The last thing I'm going to do, okay, is I'm gonna drive a drag racer with the big balloon tires.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be high. I'm gonna have to wait till the doctor says you ain't got but 2 weeks to live. Then I'm gonna call him and say, "Okay, get the drag racer ready. I'm fixing to go out, but I'm gonna go out in glory, boys, because I'm gonna break the current record for the how fast it goes."
What is the current record?
About 360 something for a half mile. So I'm gonna beat that when I do it.
Okay, because you're not worried about having to stop.
I ain't worried about half. No.
Yeah.
No. If it blows up and kills me, all I want to say is
I don't think they're worried about
I want to be in heaven when somebody says, yep, well, He went out in glory, and he did break the fastest record.
Sir, I don't think they're worried about the car blowing up. I think they're worried about your heart blowing up.
Oh, he ain't worried about that. That's why I said, hey, I've got
a lot of G-forces.
I've got to wait till the doctor says you're on your way out. Because he says that thing pulls, you got to think about it, that thing pulls 5 to 7 G's when it's going down that racetrack.
338
338?
Whoa.
Oh, good grief. The doctor needs to tell me I'm on my way. I go break that thing, 330. Good grief.
No cruises, no ice fishing, 340 miles per hour. Okay. He's in.
I'm going to beat the world record.
Yeah.
If I do it. Ain't no doubt in my mind.
Not so
sure. Are we going to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a quick one. We'll be back.
When's the last time you've been to the post office?
I don't go to the post office. I go to my office, go to stamps.com, and the post office comes to me.
That's right. I used to send my wife to the post office all the time. Now I don't have to.
Because we got stamps.com. And look, shipping, all it is an expense. If you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, stamps.com is the obvious choice for a reason. It streamlines your process and makes your business more efficient, freeing you up to focus on the bigger decisions. You don't want to be sitting there figuring out how many stamps it's going to take or how much it's going to cost you. Stamps.com makes it easy, shows you the cheapest price, how long it's going to take to get there, and will make your bottom line look way better because you're not spending all this time going to the post office and spending all this time figuring out shipping and shipping stuff out. My man Heath knows a lot about shipping.
I do. We use stamps.com at our office because it's easy. We focus on shipping the things that we want. We don't have to worry about the postage, and we get the best prices. It makes it easy. I mean, why not do it?
Take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go with stamps.com's mobile app. All you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale. Who doesn't like a free scale? Easily schedule package pickups through your stamps.com dashboard. Automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. It is a no-brainer for business decision makers. So make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses, and I can think of 4 or 5 in this room, with stamps.com. Everybody's using it for a reason. It's great. Sign up with promo code DUCK for a special offer that includes a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code DUCK. Heath, you have a bit of an interesting story.
I do.
That we might need to touch on.
Yes.
Because
oh, yeah.
You're not just your typical, you know, life story.
No. So, well, because you introduced me as Heath Arthur and your last name is Owen.
And we share grandparents.
Correct. So that is
confusing. There's a different.
Yeah.
There's a different last name there.
Yes. So my parents met a little younger. They were living a little bit of a different lifestyle. And so I was adopted by another family down in South Louisiana. I grew up a Cajun, about 30 miles off the Gulf of Mexico. If you don't know anything about Cajun culture, they made a very helpful documentary called The Water Boy. Painfully accurate. Painfully accurate. So I grew up down
there. Si has never seen it.
So I said, I have not seen that documentary.
Si, have you seen Adam Sandler's The Water Boy, where he plays the foosball?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Yeah. We'll show it to you. So you're really going to enjoy it.
So yeah.
I think I've seen a little bit of it.
I grew up down in South Louisiana, and then I met our family when I was 19. And so I have known Mac and Mary. I've got two sisters. John Davis, my double first cousin, our extended family's here. And we have been, you know, doing life for the last 30 something years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. It's a very interesting story.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So I was like 6, and all of a sudden I just had this adult male cousin who could like bench press and was the size of a house. And so he's basically been my hero ever since, because I was like, sweet, I have a cousin. And it was really cool. But then we got beat by an old lady in pickleball yesterday.
Man, that was rough.
We got beat by 7. You know how me and my wife have been on a mission to beat Sadie and Christian in pickleball? Me and Heath got beat by Sadie and not Christian, just Chris, her grandma.
Her grandmother.
Two mama.
Yeah.
71 years
71.
Old.
71.
Yeah. Two mama can play now.
Yeah. Did you learn that?
I just thought maybe we had a chance.
Yeah. No. She's not a typical, she's a super grandma. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah. Well, hey, most grandmas are super.
Yeah.
Super. Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, I think I'm going to hang it up. I don't think I'm going to beat those people from the other side of the field.
No.
It was tough. I mean, it was, now, in my defense, it was one of my first pickleball games. And now that I've played like 10, I feel like if I play her again, there's no way she's going to beat me by that much again.
But she will beat you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'm going to make it a better game.
Sadie's
yeah.
just over there laughing at us.
Yeah, Sadie was, yeah.
It was embarrassing.
Well,
it was.
You're talking about two bombs. Good grief.
Oh, two mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It is funny how, so Corey's mom is my Aunt Chris, Heath's mm-hmm. Aunt Chris. But everyone on Earth calls her Two Mama because that's what John Luke started calling her years ago. Like, even Cy calls her Two Mama.
Hola.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just that's her name.
Well, that's on her license plate.
That is.
Is it?
Right. Yeah.
Next door neighbor's with Stone, so he knows the license plate's yeah, coming in and fair. Out. That's crazy. Anyway, yeah, we got beat.
Yeah.
Probably the.
It's a long story. You know, he just adopted, he showed back up, and then we got beat by an old lady in pickleball.
I mean, that's yeah, that's the end of the story, basically. Yeah.
I think that's the only person I'm really scared of is a grandmama.
That's fair. Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
You know, mom's bad enough, but you fool with a grandmama,
mm-hmm.
you done lost your mind.
Yeah. Well, don't play him in pickleball.
I'm serious.
Yeah. What happened that you feel this way?
Well, no, because I didn't. Hey, I always tell people I never got to know my grandfathers, and it's always been a big issue with me, because grandmoms and grandfathers give kids. They'll find nowhere else on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
That the wisdom they have, and they've got time. They've already raised their kids, and now they really have got time for the grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get sick of them, they just tell you, come get these terrible kids.
Why the kids got to be terrible?
No. Huh?
Why the kids got to be terrible?
Oh, well, hey, they are.
I'm just
because they ain't got no sense. I didn't have none when I was a kid.
My kids are wild.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just telling you, you know, that's like my grandmama, you know, or like mama. You know, mama died when she was 94. She actually was a riveter on a B-52.
What does that mean?
That's impressive.
You never seen Rosie the Riveter?
You ain't never seen a B-52 bomber?
I know what a B-52 is. I don't know what a
riveter
is.
She riveted putting it together.
Oh, so she was...
She worked on B-52 bombers.
That's what your mom did?
That's what my mom did. Okay, Daddy joined the Navy, and he went to war. Mom just, you know, she joined him in California, and the way she did, civilians couldn't travel on buses or trains or all that. So she would just grab a sailor or a Marine or Army guy and say, I'm your wife till we get to the next place we stop. And so that's why she went to California when Daddy signed up and enlisted in the Navy.
Yeah, and she lived to be 94, right, Si?
94, and was sharp as a tack.
You know what Phil said when she died?
I think so.
He said, cigarettes finally got her.
Finally got
her. 94.
But hey, I remember, and I look at it today, and I'm just amazed that none of us died from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, Judy did, but anyway. Because, hey, you'd go down to mom and daddy's house, and they'd be in there playing dominoes, and it would look like there was a cloud in the house with them.
Oh, you're just smoking in the house?
Because it was, hey, it would be.
Real Cajuns.
It'd be.
Yeah, no, I get
it would
that.
Be that top from the ceiling down just right above your head.
Yeah.
You know, and Jason and Al in there playing with mom and dad dominoes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We were all brought up just in a smoke fog. I'm serious.
I believe you.
Oh, no, I'll just say, you know,
Is that what it was like in South Louisiana? Because you grew up south of I-10, which is a whole nother country.
Oh, it's a different planet. No, I was, I was real close to the Gulf of Mexico. But yeah, we didn't, like, if my parents were smoking in the car, we didn't crack the windows. Like,
no.
It's just a fog in there. Yeah. That's how we lived.
What town did you grow up in?
New Iberia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's, oh, yeah. That's Conan.
That's Cajun country. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
There it is.
That's,
well, you can say it. We have a whole discussion
word
on
for
it.
Cajun.
No, I accept that word. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they all do.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what we are.
They're great people.
Oh, good people. Yep.
Real good people.
They are.
I agree.
I didn't get to really enjoy it until Duck Dynasty hit, and then I got invited. Come D.C. fishing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a totally different world. When he says that, that's the truth of the matter.
Si's favorite place on earth is the marsh.
It's the marsh.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he grew up.
Hey, you go as far as you can, then, hey, you ain't going no further unless you're in a P-roll or a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And look, you're going to love the water boy. You're going to really like it.
When you're out there, you have no idea what you're going to see. And like when something hits your bait, you have no idea what you're getting until you get it up there where you see it. The first time I fished for 3 days, and the only thing I reeled in was a head.
Just a head?
Just a head. Everybody else was, oh, goodness, you got a 15-pound red snapper.
No, fish head.
I said, well, mine probably weighed probably close to that, but all I got into the boat was a head.
What happened to it?
Shark.
A shark?
Shark. Everything, for 3 days, everything I hooked into and started reeling in never made it to the boat.
You got to reel faster, man.
I know. That's what they told me. And hey, I couldn't do it. No one fast enough.
Heath, I'm so glad you're here today because we've been telling people about a personal story of mine.
Okay.
Because how many subscriptions do you have?
I've got a few subscriptions.
You don't even know.
I don't.
You haven't been listening to this podcast and found out about Rocket Money. But you know what subscription I had?
What?
Colorado high school football. Watching your son, and I paid for it for 4 months.
Yes,
to
watch
one game. But with Rocket Money, boom, right there on the app, they're like, hey, do you still want to be subscribed to Colorado high school football in June?
No,
I do not.
Nope.
I didn't have Rocket Money. Then I got it, and I was like, I'm spending money I didn't even know about. So therefore, Rocket Money helped me cancel it. That way I don't watch whoever took your kid's place.
Right. Because he graduated.
Yeah. You know, I don't want that anymore.
Exactly.
Heath, do you know what Rocket Money is?
So Rocket Money, I know, is an app. It's a website where you can go, you can manage your budget, you can manage your bills.
That's exactly what it is. Huh? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, guess what? Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Boom, so Rocket boom, Money boom. Is an axe-carrying clown.
That's right.
Just ready to whack whatever you don't need, he's cutting it and slashing it.
You're welcome, Rocket Money.
An axe-carrying clown. Yeah.
Hey.
Your next commercial will have an axe-carrying clown.
That's right, an axe-carrying man. Now,
the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits, and I can create custom budgets to make sure my spending is on track.
So. Mm-hmm. And they'll even try to negotiate to lower your bills by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They deal with the customer service for you.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
I've got the app right here. Guess what? In 2 days, I'm paying for Netflix. That stinks. I don't think I want that anymore. I can make the decision right now because they're going to warn me what's coming up.
Well, you know they have over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions. That's pretty
crazy. That's a lot of money.
500 million.
It's going to help you save.
Oh, my goodness. At least $740 a year.
That's the average.
That's what
they average
do
when
you use all the features.
Okay. I'm actually a customer of Rocket Money. I signed up after another subscription service I had wasn't working out for me. I use it for my budgets. They actually have a name your own price where you can get in so you can figure out what works for you.
Did you use code Duck at checkout?
I didn't.
Oh my God.
I didn't use code Duck.
You're the best man at my wedding.
I'm sorry. Oh. I wish I had. I would have saved some more money. But it's been great even though I paid extra.
Hmm. So the bottom line is stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/duck. That's rocketmoney.com/duck. rocketmoney.com/duck
and save yourself $740.
On average.
At least.
The wildlife variety is unreal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can see a Brahma bull out in the middle of the swamp, okay, and then you can see him being chased by a big alligator.
You've seen these things?
Oh, yeah, in the marsh. It's
You've
the
seen
craziest thing
a Brahma bull being chased by an alligator.
I was with him. I can confirm.
You did see this, too.
I saw the Brahma bull, but I did not see the alligator that was chasing.
I told him, I said, hey, there was an alligator. The reason that bull was running, there was an alligator swimming behind him. And they said, get out of here. I said, Hey, I'm just telling you what I saw. Oh,
look, we got in the boat. We had already went 10 miles, and I looked up. I'm like, is that a cow in the middle of the marsh? He said, oh, yeah, they're all out here.
Yeah.
You know, they were just standing there looking. Yeah. It was kind of weird.
Hey, I was just, when I looked over, I said, wait a minute, that looks like a stupid Bramer bull. And the guy said, it is. And I said, what's he doing out here? We done been running for 10 hours. You know, he said, oh, they live out here. And I said, cattle in a marsh? Oh, this is part of some ranch.
It's a weird.
It's a weird
little
place.
Bitty strips of land that they yeah. travel.
They just stay on it.
Yeah, they just stay on it.
No, they stay on little ridges.
I don't think I'd make it below I-10.
It's different.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's a different lifestyle altogether.
Oh yeah.
I like them all. But
if my wife leaves me, that's where you'll find me.
That's where you're going?
South Louisiana.
I'm okay. Going deep south.
Deep south.
Deep south.
Just a hut.
Well, you can't beat it.
Oh, it's great.
You're never going to go hungry.
No. And good people.
Okay. Hey, the people there, you're talking about pioneers. They actually came from France is where the Cajuns.
Mm-hmm.
They were French.
Oh, yeah. No, in the airport down there in Lafayette, when they play announcements, it's in English and French.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's that many French speakers?
Well, they came from France, went to Canada, Quebec.
Yeah.
And then the original Cajuns came from Canada.
They was actually the real pioneers.
The real pioneers.
If
you chose to stop where there's apparently bulls and alligators chasing bulls, you've got to be a different sort of human.
Well, here's the thing about it. They're just like the native Indian, okay?
Okay.
Because they can live anywhere.
Okay.
Resilient.
Resilience. You put them in a desert, they're going to adapt and live there.
You know, in their mind, they had to be thinking, we're going to find the worst possible place to live on Earth.
And we
will be left alone here.
Yeah. We can thrive all by ourselves.
It was a bunch of stones. They were like, and you know what? Would. There's nobody else coming
absolutely.
Here. I like it here.
Yeah. Yep.
I love it. And then one of them was looking at a crawfish and said, I bet you we could eat that.
Let's eat that.
Oh, he didn't thank it. He said, hey. Put them in
the
broil.
Well, think about a Cajun. They will eat anything.
Anything. Mm. I don't eat anything. I'll eat a lot of stuff.
Have you ever had gumbo with chicken feet in it?
No.
Not chicken legs, chicken feet.
Feet.
Just the feet?
Oh, yeah, my grandpa. Yeah, I remember cooking it, and my aunts, they'd fight over who'd get the chicken feet.
No.
Oh, yeah.
They chewed the feet?
Yeah.
I mean, it's chicken feet, yeah. You just gnaw on it. It's got some flavor.
Can you swallow a chicken foot?
I mean, I guess you can swallow anything if you work hard enough.
It's roughage. Good roughage.
Yep.
But
I've tell you,
what is that
roughage.
Like Cajun bubble gum?
I didn't eat the chicken feet.
Oh, you never ate chicken
feet? I did not eat the chicken feet. No. My aunts did.
That's just weird.
Well, that's like most people just say, gizzards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you know what you're doing and clean it properly and cook it, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. You know who has the best gizzard? Coot.
Coots got the ones that,
they don't. Really? They got to run on the water for about 56.5 yards.
Yeah, the Cajuns call them pool-doo.
Pool-doo.
Oh, yeah, pool-doo.
First duck I ever killed was a coot.
Hey, that's the first one I killed, JD. Don't
really?
No, I'm serious.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. All right.
Me and Daddy are in the duck blind, okay, and I see a duck out there in the decoy, and I said, Daddy, there's a duck in the decoy. He said, okay, just wait. He said, you see them three pieces of grass sticking up over here on the right? I said, yep. He said, put that 16 gauge right in the middle of it.
16.
He said, when he sticks his head up, blow it off. So I put that, and when he come up, boom. Yeah. So he goes through this wild, long story about, all right, we got to go out and get him. You know, we got to go out and get him. I'm proud that I can be. I don't, you know, ducks, you know. So we go home, and he said, all right, you got to pick him and clean him real good. So I pick him and clean him, you know, send him and clean him. He said, all right, go down there to Witchhead and find me about 8-inch board, you know, 1x8 piece of, you know. So I get it, you know, he's cleaned it up real good. I do. I clean the board up real good, and I'll wash it off now. He said, all right, now put the duck on it. I did. He said, now get your salt and pepper ready. He said, lightly salt it, you know, and I did. He said, cover it completely with black pepper.
It's a lot of black pepper.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, I'm, you know, I had to thank solid black, okay? black as this right here, inside and out. He said, all right, put it in the oven, turn it on full blast. And he said, and burn him to a crisp. He said, now take him and grab that board. He's on the board. He said, grab the board, throw the duck outside and eat the board.
I had a feeling the board was going to come in.
I was going to come out.
Digestion.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, man. Is that a true story?
That's a true story.
That is hilarious.
How old were you?
I was, what, 5?
Yeah.
The gun was bigger than I was, but I did kill that sucker.
A 5-year-old shooting a 16.
Yeah, 16 game. Yeah.
Boom.
That
was my first duck, a poodle duke.
Yeah, they ain't much.
Cool.
They're not much for table fare. I remember smelling a coot gumbo one time, and it was pretty musty.
Yeah,
that sounds like it might have chicken feet in it.
Cajun cooked it. And as soon as they opened the lid, we all just, whoa. Phil said, that's pretty stout smelling there, son. Phil ate a little bit of it, but he said, hey, not all. He said, I found out something today. Not all Cajuns can cook. He said, some of them can't. He said, that good.
Heath, you live in a big, fancy neighborhood in Georgia now, right?
I do. I live in a neighborhood
in Georgia. And you know what
you need there? What do I need?
Good fences. And you know what make good fences?
Tell me.
Good trees.
Good
that grow
trees.
Fast.
That's right.
I like that.
Fast-growing trees.
Have you ever tried to grow your own tree?
No, they take too long.
Exactly. Yes. But not from fast-growing trees. We've all been able to. I ordered a banana tree. And that was awesome. I've got some other trees that I'm putting up, you know, to block out your neighbors. You don't want to be looking at what they're doing. You don't want them looking at you. So fastgrowingtrees.com is an excellent way. And do you know what kind of trees grow in Georgia?
I don't, but hopefully the fast ones.
Have you hired a landscaper lately?
They are so expensive.
They're expensive, yeah.
You can do it yourself for half the cost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
if you bring in a full-size tree, that's too much.
Yeah.
It costs too much.
Yeah. No, but you can get a fast-growing tree, and guess what? You can take a test. It'll show you exactly what'll grow where you're at with your soil. They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they got it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever.
Love it.
It's the perfect system. Look, we're not experts. We're not botanists. Martin's not even here. He's the only one that knows a bunch about biology. And if you want trees, the best way to do it is fast-growing trees. They're going to tell you how to plant it. They're going to give you the stuff you need to plant it. And it's all for a great price. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code DUCK at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offer is valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you. Did you eat a lot of weird stuff growing up, Heath?
I mean, I don't think so.
Just chicken feet?
Yeah. Well, okay. I did not eat the chicken feet. But yeah, I mean, that was kind of, I just remember specifically seeing that in the pot. You know, you don't forget that. But I mean, you know, we had alligator, stuff like that. But for me, it was more like everything that we had, like you couldn't get gumbo at the store or at a restaurant. You just made that at home.
Yeah.
So it was just, we just had a lot of Cajun food as our normal food. Yeah.
That was just food.
It wasn't Cajun food. It was just dinner. Yeah.
Well, there's nothing they won't try to eat. And most of the stuff that they do eat, they cook it very well. It's very good. Mm-hmm. You know, like shrimp, all your fish.
Oh, yeah.
Your crabs, all that stuff. You know, they cook that, and I mean, it is excellent.
I'm in.
You know?
Yeah.
We talk about food a lot.
I like it.
It's the podcast.
You know what? Well, it goes with the culture.
See?
You know what I tried? Did I tell you about the turkey necks?
Turkey necks are good.
Done right. Turkey neck is incredible.
Did you cook it?
Smoked turkey? No.
No.
This lady at Jean Cox cooked it. I looked in the warmer and I said, what is that? She said, turkey neck. She said, I smoked them in crab boil. I said, give me 4 of those.
But you went heavy. You just said.
Well, they had them cut into pieces.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And they were absolutely delicious. Now my lips burned for about 30 minutes, but they were incredible.
She smoked them in crab boil.
Yep.
See, I was deer hunting and deer hungry in Germany. So I killed one of them little roe deer. And like, hey, All I had left was the neck.
Yeah.
Then I was hungry, and I said, "Nope, I'm fixing to barbecue this whole thing."
So is this the one that the cops got called?
I put me a fire on one end of the thing where it smoked, and I done it on the other end, put my neck. And all day long, just, you know, washing it down with whatever I had for the barbecue sauce, homemade. Yeah, and hey, look, that thing was excellent.
Huh.
Deer neck.
It, you know, it ain't a whole lot of meat on it, but what was there, it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
I had turkey necks in a restaurant in New Orleans one time, and it was really good.
Oh, they're good.
Oh, yeah, deer neck's good. Most people throw it away.
Pig neck good.
Oh, you know.
Wait, do pigs have necks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Neck. Not much of one. They kind of like, you know, big tackles on the football
yeah,
field.
Yeah, it kind of all goes together.
No neck.
Yeah.
They're so beefed up, ain't on that.
They got Rucker necks.
Oh, Rucker. Speaking of Rucker, are we still going?
Oh, he's still coming.
People are.
And look, and his air's getting better.
Yeah. His air getting better?
He's slowly.
People are keeping up with the Rucker going to jiu-jitsu story, which is one of my favorites.
It needs to be documented.
If he sticks with it for a couple of years, he's going to be bad. I'm telling you.
He's going to be bad to the
bone. That's my prediction.
If he sticks with it for 3 years,
he'll be able to handle himself.
He'll be a lot better off than what he is now.
He won't be wheezing anymore.
No, won't be he wheezing.
That's where it started with Stone.
I can't do it. I'd be wheezing.
When Stone wheezed one time, he said, nope, about to lose and get in shape.
That's it. That's what drove me to exercising and eating right.
He was chasing the mallard drake, he'd cripple.
Yep. Like an asthmatic.
I ain't doing this again.
I sat on that levee for 45 minutes.
And his wife helped him out.
Did you?
And couldn't recover for 45 minutes. I was wheezing from chasing the crippled duck.
That was the moment. That was your
that
rock
was
bottom
moment. Eye-opening moment.
And yeah, man,
that said, a big sign said, "You're pathetic."
Yeah, and then that's
an aggressive
then,
sign.
Mr. Lee got a hold of him.
That's right.
And tried to kill him.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Lee found out, hey, yeah, this one's worth working with. Yeah. I can help this young man, and he'll make it.
Yeah.
And now Stone.
We're gonna have Mr. Lee on for too long.
And you have now you're a brown belt in.
I am not a brown belt.
Well, I thought it was brown.
I thought you were a black belt.
I've only been training 3 years. I mean, I'm,
I don't know
I'm
the
still,
order of the belts. I'm
still pretty terrible.
They do not give the belts away.
I know they don't. No, I just got my belts out
you
of
do
order.
Not,
no,
they do not.
The blue
belt's
the first one you get.
You're passing.
No, actually, the white belt, they give you a white belt.
That's what you start with just to keep your gi on.
That's right.
Okay.
But then when your next promotion is a blue belt, which usually takes about. So I'd say 700 to 1,000 hours of mat time. And then the next one is the purple.
Trying to do the
then brown, then black.
And where are you at?
Blue.
You're in blue. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, 700 hours. How? That's 3 years or more?
About 3 years.
Yeah. Okay.
In my case, I spent a lot of time up there.
Wow.
Oh, it's quite the endeavor, incredible. Especially for an old man like me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm long in the tooth compared to everybody there.
700 hours.
Is that what it's saying?
I don't know. No, I'm just doing the math.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, actually, when I tested, I had 925 hours.
Okay. How many times a week are you going?
I'm up here 5 days a week.
Okay. All right. So you're getting
Stone will hurt.
You're getting in a number of hours. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
You can go to Stone's House of Pain. Stone
kind of
brought
lifestyle.
Me to the House of Pain at his house back when he was boxing. And Stone's a motivator.
He had about a 2 or 3 hour workout.
In jiu-jitsu?
And when he was doing the boxing.
Okay. The box is about an hour and 45 minutes total.
Okay.
About 4 days a week.
Yeah, we boxed for 3 minutes this morning, and I was done.
Yeah. I brought back the Stone House of Pain to my house.
Yeah, I mean, it was great,
and
but it was tough.
And we tried this morning. We were toast towards the end.
Stone said, you know, when I was getting there, he said, you're going to last about another minute.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was just.
So I don't understand pacing
or breathing
or just slow down. I tell him all the time, slow down. You don't have to climb that ladder so fast. He's up it.
When I hit the bag, I like to hear pop.
Oh, yeah.
Si's been doing pretty much everything wide open.
Oh, I know it.
Since the day he was born.
He don't idle at nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still doing a little working out?
No, I said I was going to start, and I ain't got around to it yet.
You still eating that black walnut ice cream?
No, I got rid of it. We're with chocolate bars now.
Uh-oh, chocolate bar.
Chocolate-covered vanilla.
Oh, you just on them standard.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
Oh, they are.
I haven't had ice cream in a long time.
I can eat a whole big box of them. We buy them about 4 boxes. I can eat the whole box one set. I'm serious.
I cannot wait.
Hey, Si, did you know that the Duck Call Room t-shirts are on sale right now?
Yeah, in case you're wondering why we're all matching today.
No, I didn't.
Got uniforms.
Yeah. I was like, hey, Heath, we'd love to have you also put on this shirt because Duck Call Room shirts are $12.99 wherever they're sold.
I always just show up when they, you know, hey, put this on. Okay.
Yeah, I hadn't.
I'm never told. But that, oh, by the way, we're having a t-shirt sale.
Oh, it's actually a good-looking T-shirt. And it's comfortable.
Well, no, it is.
It's not one of those stiff, you know, uncomfortable cotton shirts.
It's a good
shirt.
It's a breathable fabric.
The cloth on it. Yeah. The cloth on it is. It's good. It's good cloth.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about
it's
those.
It's not uncomfortable.
Right.
A lot of T-shirts, like you're talking about, you put them on, next thing you do is you take them off, throw them in the trash can.
You throw it?
What? Oh, I'm serious. I've bought brand-new T-shirts, put it on, and took it off, through the trash can.
Yeah.
You don't. You didn't return it?
Well, it felt funny.
He doesn't go to the store.
Okay.
No. He just throws it out.
Oh, that's fair.
That's right. Trash.
Yeah.
I bet you I got probably 1,000 T-shirts. My wife just got rid of
1,000?
That's a lot of T-shirts.
Well, no, because you got to understand, I always think I got one on. I got the gospel T-shirt, symbols on the T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason I got into it. It was a way to preach the gospel.
Gotcha. So,
He was wearing those.
A guy that was doing T-shirts said, hey, look, yeah, I want to do something with you. I said, okay, I got the idea. We'll put all kinds of symbols, God symbols, on T-shirts.
And he sent you 1,000 of them?
Well, he sends me every time he's got a new one, I get, you know, 12 of them. You know, he doesn't understand.
Si wears the same shirt 3-4 days.
Yeah, y'all sir, y'all he does not need 12 t-shirts.
He don't need 12.
12 t-shirts for Si is what I like to call a month's supply.
Well, no, because if you'd have went in there before
at
my
least,
wife,
at
started,
least
she's on a kick right now.
Oh yeah, she called me.
Ready.
She called me the other day. She said, "I'm fixing to throw away all the Si's hunting stuff." I said, and she said, "Do you want any of it?" I said, don't throw away his hunting stuff. I said, just put it, you know, because I was thinking shotguns. And
did you retire?
You know.
No.
She's a woman on a mission.
Mark came to me after she brought that. Yeah. And he said, hey, I just want to check with you. He said, what is your wife doing?
Yeah.
And I said, what are you talking about? He said, she brought up here a pickup load of hunting clothes. And I said, well, she's cleaning out one of my closets. You know, he said, is it okay? And I said, yeah. I said, I looked in there and I said, hey, you know, I've got 4 pair of waders that I need put on. You know, so I said, no, it's okay, Martin. Let her, you know, y'all give it to somebody or sell it or, you know, do whatever you want to.
TV star problems right there.
Yeah. So it's you the got, extra
no,
stuff.
No, because
yeah.
if you went in my bedroom closet and looked, I've got a rack from end to end with nothing but T-shirts.
Mm.
Are you okay?
No.
His eyes got huge.
No. I go in there looking for a specific T-shirt, and I never can find it because I got to go one by one, and there's 1,000 hanging there.
You were looking for your Duck Call Room T-shirt.
Yeah.
On sale now.
On sale now. So if you ever wanted a #2 leisure podcast in all the world T-shirt, boy, do we have something for you.
That's right. Hey, we
what did you say? The what?
We're #2.
In that's what? The next call you'll what? Probably
in
get.
Podcasts. In a subcategory known as leisure.
Leisure?
We are #2.
That's what category we're in.
We're in leisure.
Okay, well, this is kind of a leisurely
it
podcast.
Is. Well, we're laid back.
We're laid
back.
It's accurate.
That's
yeah.
it. We're laid like, back. Hey, and look, there's
Martin's
no,
sick. My cousin's here. It's a leisure podcast.
Like it really is.
When I was in the military, all the kids stayed at my neighbor in my house. And all the parents would say, are you sure it's okay that my kid come stay? And I said, no, you need to ask yourself a question. Do you want your kid to come to my house? I said, because look, at my house, there are no taboos.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count, and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com, and it's delicious.
That's it. Now, dried mango. I'm on almonds.
eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin with Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
Well, hey, give us snacks.
I can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Goblin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody. As is proof here, everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, Jump organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We're on a five-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
what did everybody do? Get Monster Day?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at Nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/Nut. So go check out all the delicious options at Nuts.com/Nut. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's Nuts.com/Nut.
They're delicious.
So Heath, we do a little segment at the end of emails. People email in, ask for advice.
We already had 40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you having fun? Time flies.
Time flies.
Leisurely. It was a good time.
It was a very leisurely time. And Will is 28 and lives in Shreveport. All right.
There's nothing wrong with Shreveport. It's just like the rest of the towns.
Sucks.
Got a lot of trouble.
Okay, I'm sorry. Ahead. I can't.
It is Garo.
Oh, Shreveport.
Hey, go ahead, Jay.
Okay. He's originally from Jackson, Mississippi. We're trading one Garo.
Another Garo.
And that's where all his family's from. His dad is wanting him to move over and take over his construction business, but his girlfriend is dead set on staying in Shreveport. Do y'all have any advice on how I can convince her to move? And he said he's not going to body slam her, but Godwin's not here, so you would not get that advice. And he doesn't want to start any arguments or fights.
Well, but it's
a great opportunity, he says, for business of his dad.
Well, yeah.
My first question is, darling, what's the problem with going home and taking over dad's business that he worked hard for his children?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is going to put money in your pocket to go shopping, you know, and it's going to help dad out. He needs his son to help him run the business.
Well, my first question would be, is the business profitable?
He said it's a great opportunity.
Yeah. If it's a great opportunity, I mean, I'm all for it. Leave the woman there and go. It's not his wife.
It's kind of like the boy that sung the song about fishing, and she said, hey, if you go fishing today, I won't be here when you get back. And he's out on lake, and he said, hold that thought. He set the hook on, and he said, I got a bite. I'm sure going to miss her. Well, that's about where I'm at with your girlfriend there, son. Dad wants me to help him with business. You know, that's what we've all been thinking about growing up. His dad started the business, and we're going to help him along. Yeah, now it's came to fruition. I would just have to tell
delicious treat.
Well, darling, I'm gonna miss you, but hey, me and Dad, we got a business to run.
Fruitation is the sole reason Duck Dynasty exists.
I don't know if that's gonna help you there, buddy, but hey,
Heath, in all honesty,
I can't go against the son and the father.
Oh yeah,
Heath, you've moved a lot.
I can't go.
You moved to Colorado. You moved. Now you're in Georgia, working for Warrior Poet Society.
Yep. So I would move. Yeah, yeah. Especially if you could go home working with your dad, business he built. Yeah. Yeah. She's gotta get on board with that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was a dream when he was a young man that he's gonna start a business and then him and his son are gonna make it big.
Anybody that's got any like just love Shreveport that much. Girl. I got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
My wife's from there. She thought it was awesome. And then she like grew up and realized, no, it's just Shreveport.
Yeah.
But I would say the same thing about West Monroe. No, well, I would say the same thing about Monroe. West Monroe's way better. But yeah, it's just Shreveport.
Here's the thing. It's your job to make everything better wherever you go.
That's a good point.
Ooh, wow.
No. That's why I'm saying, okay, hey, look, you're supposed to leave wherever you go, you're supposed to leave it better than when you arrived.
That's good policy.
So, hey, girl, get on board and go help dad and your husband.
Yeah, girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not married.
Make all this money.
Yeah, they're not married. So that's a weird, it's a girlfriend for 3 years. And
this is not even worth discussing since JD brought that up.
Uh-oh.
It'd be a different story if he was already married.
Nah, it's just...
But hey, this is just a possibility in your life.
Yeah.
So, hey, I got to go again, like Stone said. Hey, me and Dad are going to make some money. Yeah. Hang around if you want to. And maybe you'll get to spend some of it.
All right.
That's a good point.
Here's the next one. Evan from West Virginia. And Evan, I'm worried.
West Virginia, by God. Because, hey, I had a friend from there. He never said West Virginia unless he added by God.
I thought it was by God, West Virginia.
Well, hey, either way.
I don't know.
As long as God is in there.
Evan is from West Virginia. Evan, I got a lot of questions. He's 13 years old and he's homeschooled. Me and my homeschool friends get together Friday. I apologize for the chuckle, but you're going to hear why. My teacher and I had a really confusing conversation about if a fish can drown. He says yes. If that's what they're teaching at homeschools in West Virginia, then I'm worried about the education system.
Well, actually,
how can a fish drown?
A fish can drown.
How can a fish drown?
What?
In the air?
Their gills. I may be wrong.
No, we're
but
going.
But I doubt it.
But I doubt it.
Now available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. Bill Roberts.
This has got my complete attention. Okay.
Now, I was with Godwin fishing, and we were doing a technique called long lining. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's when you're going about 1 mile an hour, and you're dragging the baits behind you. We were going from one spot to the next, so we got up to about 2 miles an hour. But we had the minnows on the hooks, and Godwin said, round them minnows in, they're going to drown. And I said, what'd you say?
Reel them minnows in. Hang on.
He said, reel them minnows in. Are they going to drown? And I said, you reel yours in. I'm going to leave mine out because fish don't drown. Well, you know what? When we got to where we were going,
they were dead.
Mine were dead.
Yeah.
And his were alive.
They drowned.
They can drown.
All right, Evan. I apologize for all the homeschool jokes I wanted to make. Fish can drown. Godwin showed us.
This is still suspect to me. Until I get further research on this. Okay, because, you know, it just don't seem possible that a fish that lives in water can drown. But I may be in error there.
I don't know.
I'm not going to say yay or nay until I do a little more research.
We probably should have waited for Martin to not be on the toilet.
Yeah,
because
he
talk
was about
biology.
He would know this.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Martin probably gives it, and I'll bring Martin.
But we're going to take Godwin's word for it.
Yeah.
Well,
hey. Hey, my man is word dead.
Okay, that's hard to argue.
Bruce in the pudding. Yeah. Hey, he said Bruce he was going to
yeah. Okay.
Evan.
But I'm going to refrain from stating now whether I'm into it or not.
You're going to go watch a bunch of PBS and report back?
I'm going to get home and I'm going to have my wife Google it.
Okay. I was about to say, are you going to go to the library?
But I do think, I saw somewhere where if the water comes the opposite through the gills that it's supposed to.
Oh, wait a minute. I may be in error because, hey, humans, when they dive, if they come up too fast, they get the bends. Fish, it happens the same thing if a fish comes up too quick.
Oh, yeah. If you,
I've had them with their eyeballs popping out.
Yeah, they look
so
weird.
I'm still suspect. I ain't convinced yet. But
yeah,
Just the bends and all that. Yeah, it may be right.
Well, and there's something with sharks too. Like if they stop moving, they'll drown.
They got to keep moving.
Yeah, it's got like the water's got to keep going through their gills or something.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, we should have Martin here to answer this. Yeah,
I think you're right.
We need an educated
I'll wait
person.
To someone with more intelligence on this matter than me says, "Hey, it gives me the green light."
Evan.
Yeah. They do drown.
We're going to find out all for right. you and all the other West Virginian homeschooled kids.
But it's looking like that's probably right.
That's how it would
be. Yeah, yeah. But I'm not totally convinced. I'm hard-headed. I got to be proven this is right.
Okay, I'm going to send us out. We end every episode with the Bible verse. Heath, thanks for being here. 1 Timothy 4:15-16. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your listeners.
Hey, this is for that girlfriend.
What?
This is your scripture, lady. This, read it.
This is just the
apply.
Verse of the day. I like it. Hey,
it works.
Move to Jackson, Mississippi.
That's right.
It's at least in a song. Right. We'll see y'all next time, right here in the Duck Pond.
Oh, that was a great one.